Welcome to episode 227 of De Dorigawa Bookmakers. I'll be rambling on about fiction in about minute four. Before we get into the meat of the program, I just want you to know that I have a new video up on YouTube at De Dorigawa Bookmakers. It's about me casing in a book without narration. It has got music, but no narration, and I'm casing in the book that we are talking about on this podcast, this page, Blank Notebook. Please check it out if you feel inclined. It's about 4 minutes long. And since I brought it up, the book I'm working on now, this page, Blank Notebook with graph paper, which is about pocketbook size, which is A6, it's also 110 pages. It's just completed, and it has pictures up at tedodigobookmakers.podbean.com, and the video I just mentioned, and I discovered a problem. And what is this problem? I think I may have discovered what is wrong with my template for making book covers for A6 pocketbook size books. And I think the problem is the template is too small. Why did I make the template too small? I have no idea. But I noticed it on the first this page blank notebook that the book cover was too small for the book. And of course, I didn't do anything about it. But on the second one, I went, wait a minute, this isn't quite right. This is too small. So I have struggled to figure out why, and I finally got around to measuring my template, and that template is too small for an A6 size notebook of about 100 pages. So I wondered why that happened, and I haven't come up with a solution except to know that I made the template too small, or everything A6 pocketbook size is growing, which I don't think is not that possible. So now I have to go make another template. Next on the horizon for making a book are two A5 size schedule books for next year. And both of them start in April, as everything, many, many things do here in Japan. It starts in April, and one is about 100 pages, and one is a lot fewer, maybe 50 pages. But that is going to be my next project in the coming week. Which is good, because in the past few months I've been making A6 size notebooks, blank notebooks and lined notebooks, often with graph paper, and I'm sort of getting into a rut with that, so maybe bigger is better. I did make an A6 size novel, which is available for your purchase if you contact me at deidodegawa.bookmakers@gmail.com, but it's still A6. Now I'm going to expand in many ways to a larger size. And also the past few books have been link stitch codex type bindings. I think I was looking at my library of books, and I have quite a few Coptic bindings that maybe I'll go back to some Coptic bindings or a different kind of link stitch. In any case, I'm going to expand my horizons a little bit more, getting back to also tunnel books and pop-up books, both of which I enjoy making, and it's nice to have a story in one's book. I'm going to work on both of those when I have time in the coming winter season. Now let's drift over to the fiction side. For people who like to write fiction, I think I have a common problem, and the common problem is I will envision something, a novel. I will envision the characters and the plot, and then I'll start to write it, and I think I need to add more. I have to write it differently, and that changes the plot a little bit, so I have to go back and change more. And what I should do if I want to finish it is just, here's the plot, follow the outline. But that's kind of a boring way to do it, because characters in your head, characters will change what will be coming next. So I have to be open to that, but still try to keep to the main plot that I have in my outline. And that is a preamble to I have strengthened Fear Itself. It is still closer to the end than it was, but it is also stronger in many parts. More tension, more action, more emotion. I think that's good. Plus, I have another book called Dark Vengeance, and I wanted it to be very straightforward action. But the character wants me to tell you about her. So I am telling you about her, and that sort of makes it slower, takes the novel, makes it slower, the plot and the story, but it makes it stronger. So I have to balance slower and stronger and action and fast. And it's working out quite well so far. I'm trying to limit the number of characters. I have a tendency to add too much characterization to a minor character that you may now only see once or twice. That has got to stop if I want to finish the novel. If I want to make a good novel, it doesn't have to stop. So we'll see what happens. I hope everything will be finished soon. I am looking forward to finishing it by the end of this century, as I've said before. Fear Itself, followed by Fear the Dead, followed by The Sound of Fear, should be finished. Yes, definitely by the end of this century. So that's what I've been doing in fiction. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I'm making noise with my fingers. I think I'll stop. And thank you very much for showing up. Thank you very much for listening. And I hope to see you again soon. Bye now.